got to be more forceful. We've got to make more chances. It was a classic away performance, apart from conceding the goal when we did against Luton. We controlled the game for long periods. And if you watch the video again, they hardly troubled us in open play. But that's not enough for me. I think we've got to go and take the game by the scruff of the neck. We've got to go and win games. And I think we were just happy just keeping them at arm's length on Saturday. And that's something that, you know, I've left in no uncertain terms to the players that's not what we're about.
Is this a combination of personnel, system, and maybe mentality that you've just got to get that blend right?
Well, we got the blend right against Bradford. So, you know, there is a way of doing it. There's a method of doing it. Possibly we've got to change the style of play at home. And that's, you know, something that we've looked at this week.
Yeah, after your last home game, Jimmy Bell was saying that a rethink might be needed on home games. Is that something that's been in the back of your mind with the away games you've had lately, what you might do? Has it always kind of been part of the plan to do something different for this game?
Not so much for this game, but certainly as the home games have come and gone, you know, you've got to look at trying to address it. And we've got to look at trying to be more forceful. We've got to get more people in advanced positions, and that might mean a change of system.
I remember when Uwe Rosler came in at Fleetwood with 3 days of pre-season to go, he said that the thing that he always wanted to do was get the ball wide, get it in the penalty area and kind of get people off their seats. And if that meant conceding a few goals, then he'd be happy to do that in the early stages. That kind of chimes with me as something that you've had over the years. Is that something you can go back to? Because defensively, you've been pretty solid at times this season, but can you sacrifice a bit of that for a bit more of the attacking and the imposing yourselves?
Well, you know, we do play quite an expansive game, but that can lead you to be vulnerable in midfield. And I think, you know, teams who've sat in on us have took advantage of our stretch of being, so that's something that we've got to address.
I know you said recently that there's probably not been a day gone by when you haven't thought about the last day of last season, when of course you played Stevenage. Is it inevitable that that'll be in your head and in the players' heads that we're here?
Yeah, why not? Use it to motivate yourself. I know if I was playing, I'd be absolutely desperate to win. Not that I'm not desperate to win every game I play, but you know, you do get certain games that add a little bit of spice, and that would certainly be one.
Yeah, clearly it won't put it right. It won't promote you. It won't give you the goal you needed then. But will it make a bit of a difference psychologically?
It would for me. I can't speak for the players, but it would for me. A couple of things that left a bit of a sour taste in your mouth after the game, during the game. So I would be using them to motivate myself.
Stevenage over the years seem to have developed this sort of nemesis thing for Accrington since perhaps the playoffs the first time round. Is that something that's in the minds as you prepare for it? Do you always think, oh, it's them again?
No, not at all. I just think this is a marvellous opportunity for us to get back on track. We're still in touching distance in the playoffs, and eventually we're going to hit form at home. Let's hope it's that it.
Will it make a difference to your home supporters, you know, the vast majority of which don't travel to the away games, to just see a complete performance, something that really gets them excited and kind of maybe re-energise them for the Christmas period and the rest of the season coming up?
I hope so. You've got to be mindful of the fact that players don't go out to disappoint. Circumstances can lead you down a certain path. We've got to be brighter, but we've got to be able to deal with situations as and when they're presented to us. And I think that's possibly something that we haven't been doing lately.